All right, Porch Talk, September 15th. What the fuck happened in the NFL this week? I'm here with Xander, Talman, and Xavier. We can start with let's start with Miami Buffalo. Get Xavier's reaction to Thursday night.
Oh, man, it's tough, man. It was tough. It was tough. I ain't gonna lie. I was having a good week last week. I'm saying I got off work. I was watching the game, and then two of them interceptions, and then I hit.
Man, that's whenever Miami plays fucking comp. Whenever they play a good team, it seems to happen.
No, I'm not trying to hear all that. Cause I ain't trying to hear that. We could beat team, but I don't know. I don't know if Tua's gonna retire or not. Yeah, if I was him, I would. Cause you know what I'm saying? He only 26. He's already made a lot of money. He's gonna be set for life.
I'm saying he's still gonna get the contract.
Miami's still gonna be shitty with it, whether he's not or he's on the team.
Hey, Tom Brady to Miami.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, I heard they might get Tannehill back.
No, I heard that already got shut down.
Hey, Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan. Then like,
hey, what about Kaepernick, man?
Let's just get Cap on the Dolphins. Lead him to the AFC East.
Yeah.
Tua looked like shit before the concussion.
No, that's why I was kind of rattled. Like, man, he was doing bad before.
Oh, this is perfect, actually. We can go down the line. Everybody's team lost today. All right, next up.
I mean, you see that Brock Purdy fucking open-hand fumble? He just fucking threw it and thought not. He just kind of pushed it.
All right, yeah, well, let's just go straight to Talman. Talman, reactions on Niners dropping fucking week two to Minnesota. Sammy Darnold.
It's ridiculous. To their fucking last year's backup. It's all off that fucking 97-yard doggage. Ayuk had one reception in the fucking first half. Not even try. It was low-key just Brock getting eaten up by the Vikings D as well. Like, their D was good. He was shaking up. Yeah, their D was looking good to them.
I just want to put into
Debo was getting some receptions. Debo was still getting some promising, like, slants, even, like, late in the fourth quarter. But that fucking Brock Purdy, like, push to the D line was fucking. It wasn't technically an interception, but, like, he just, like, couldn't even throw it. He got the yips.
I got a text from Talman this evening, 6:56. Niners might win 9 games. Why? After 2 weeks, I was put on a cross. I was put on a cross all preseason saying that this team was going to suck.
I've been thinking about the bullshit you've been saying. It's prophesizing. I think CMC might be out for 3 months.
He may not even play this year.
He'll play in the playoffs. When they make the playoffs, he's gonna play. He might take like 5-something snaps, but he'll fucking play. It's just the amount they ran him last year, even like late in fucking like games they already won, dog. Like they just ran him up the bus last year. If he had a ring on his finger, it wouldn't fucking matter. But like, yeah. They just ran the fuck out of him last year and expected nothing of it. And he was the one saying, he's like, yeah, I'm playing this Friday. He's not going to be playing for fucking 3 months.
Yeah.
He was saying that last Monday.
Shout out to Sam Darnold,
though. The Kittle injury was also a setback.
What did you say, Xander?
The Kittle injury was also a setback.
Oh, yeah, Kittle went down, too.
He had a solid game prior to that injury, yeah. I think he's all right.
Yeah,
I think
he had a tight end, but
he did get in.
I don't think that's serious.
They'll win 9 games. I was put on a cross the entire preseason. I was scrutinized. I was chastised. I was every type of size.
Because, no, they still got a shot. 9 is still, like, but the way they look today, very, very plausible.
That secondary just has to hold up eventually.
To be fair, the Vikings beat them last year.
The Vikings, we haven't beat the Vikings in Minnesota since, like, 1992.
Yeah. I mean, Jay Jennings was talking his shit before the game. He gets that 97-yard catch. And just kind of cooks the safeties.
Crazy.
He is the best receiver in the league. Yeah, that was dirty.
He's the best receiver in the league, but that's what I'm saying. Like shit like that, you just gotta tip your cap sometimes.
I respect Sam Darnold for really filling in the role for Kirk Cousins.
I'm saying the throw to Jetta too was a dime.
That was a dime. Like, that was a 60 yards in the air.
Scrambling around, absolute fucking dot. I know that Jetta ran like 130, but yeah, from the end zone.
Let's take it to those boys down in where were they this afternoon?
Oh,
Was it was it in New Orleans?
Vegas.
Oh, no, it was in Dallas. Oh, that's even worse. Go ahead, Xander, take the floor.
I'm selling all my Cowboys stock.
After 1 week?
I don't think you understand.
No, that's facts.
To be fair, last week I really was a bit high on our defense. Going into this week, I was like, okay, it seems like we have a top three defense in the league. The Saints aren't going to put up the numbers they did against the Panthers, yada, 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 and our DBs just got exposed. I think that the rookie DB, who was just getting fried all game, I think he's going to be weak throughout the rest of the year. And additionally, our O-line is just, we have two rookies. They were just not able to do anything, especially for the run game. I think our run game is really going to set us back this year. And also, it's really just CeeDee Lamb as a receiver. That one, that first pick that Dak threw where Jonathan Brooks just slipped on his route, I mean, that's just, or Jalen Brooks slipped on his route, that's just diabolical. You can't have receivers who can't even finish their routes and expect to win games. And I also don't think just it's sustainable for CD to just, you know, continuously go crazy and beat defenses, especially whenever our defense is playing like that, allowing the Saints to put up more than 40.
I was gonna say that's back to back 40 burgers for the Saints.
I'm saying the Saints just might be them again this year.
I just want to touch on what Xander said about Cowboys defense coming into the week you thought was top three. I was thinking the same thing. I thought the Saints were going to suck this week. I'll put it on the record. I benched Alvin Kamara in fantasy this week.
That's crucial. I thought they were going to be one and done too, you know, one good week.
Those boys don't look like those boys anymore. I'm keeping my Dallas stock. I'm holding.
Especially having that loss in 18. They went undefeated at home last year. And to get blown out by the Saints at home, first home game of the year, Dak throwing two picks. Dak just did not look good at all.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Are you just saying Dak was nice?
He is nice. That's Talman. Don't tie me in with him. I'm keeping my Dallas stock. I'm standing on my Dallas word. They look bad today. They look bad today, true. But I still have faith. I do want to touch, though, that CD play. CD on a box score had a great game. When you watch the game, though, you take away that big play. He didn't really do too much this afternoon. So bring it into that sustainability question that Xander just brought up.
Yeah, you can't say that shit. That's big plays.
That was two missed tackles.
Big wide receiver before.
That was two missed tackles.
What I'm saying about the fucking Jetta shit.
Nah, Jetta's just cooked them. That was a 50-yard go route.
Yeah. Aside from that play, CD had, he had three catches for 25 yards off six targets, aside from that 65-yard TD. Which I think kind of says a lot. I also, our offense does not look anywhere near the same as it did last year. I mean,
is Gallup playing?
Who?
Michael Gallup.
No, Gallup. Gallup's gone.
Yeah, what's Gallup's that wide receiver gone. Room even look like? It's Tolbert at the three? Brees Cooks at the
yeah,
two?
Yeah, Tolbert.
They need a second wide receiver.
Don't hate on
Brandon
Cooks.
Cooks and Tolbert aren't going to cut it. And the no run game really fucking up.
I was going to bring that one up. Yeah, I mean, the right. Elephant in the room, is it Rico Doodle's fault or is it Zeke's?
I mean, Zeke only had six touch. I mean, Rico Dowdle.
Zeke's out of his prime, man.
Yeah, Zeke. Zeke had six.
He only had seven carries, right?
Yeah, he only had seven carries. I mean, because we were getting blown out, we had to start throwing the ball a lot. I think Derek Carr's performance is very impressive, especially with like his one interception not being his fault. Alvin obviously had a fucking chipmunk game. He just turned up. They shut it down today. I think New Orleans will be a wild card, maybe second round. They're definitely not gonna go far and like make a run in the playoffs, but
I think it's too early to say, man. They might be
Can they win the division? Think they can win the division?
It's gonna be between them and Tampa. I definitely think they can. Tampa looks really good. They, I mean, I was selling Levan stock. Bucks got that dub against them. Lions offense looked really
bad.
Lions
are also the same. I mean, yeah, I need to see Tampa looks a good squad.
Bucks defense, most of their starters on their defense was out too. So that's crazy that they still won.
M&M factor.
Yeah, the Lions is
Lions aren't gonna do shit.
M&M has not shown up.
We talk about the Raiders defense though. Like the Raiders really.
I'm looking at that right now. I have that pulled up. Raiders take down Baltimore.
It was an upset week. It was just so many upsets.
Yeah, it was national upset week. The Bengals
should have pulled that shit up.
I'm not even gonna lie, I'm the biggest Niners hater on earth, but I didn't even see that one coming.
Nah, that was hard.
I didn't even see that coming. That was bad. That was bad.
They needed CMC.
The Commanders did their first seven field goals.
Yeah, how about that? Jaden Daniels gets the win with seven field goals.
The Giants suck, man. The Giants suck.
I want to see Tommy Dimes up in there. Daniel Jones was really that bad.
Giants scored 3 touchdowns today, did not give up a single touchdown, and lost. Malik had a good game. Malik finally had that first Malik game.
He did have that drop, though.
He did have that drop. How about Arizona? Are we buying, selling, or holding on Arizona?
Kyler Murray got to buy.
Buying. We've been saying that. We told you he was going to get better. You were believing last week in the Kyler Murray train. This is when that offense is healthy. They've proven that they're dogs.
That team looks good, man.
They've been really good against the Bills, in my opinion. Even with Marvin Harrison missing some wide-open passes there, they almost beat the Bills.
They should have beat Buffalo.
And yeah, Kyler looked.
No, they should have. And Kyler had a good game.
Yeah. What about Cooper Kupp getting injured? The Rams look completely toast right now. Kupp
injured. I told y'all, Cooper was probably stuck like 7 games, 6. He's old.
I feel bad for Stafford, honestly.
Injuries.
Stafford is also shaking up, limping around. They
he just takes a beating every game. Stafford has no normal hits. He never gets hit normally. If he gets hit, he's getting fucking laid out. Stafford never getting a little love tap. He's getting put on the fucking turf every time. They need to just let him retire. Just let Matt hang him up.
James Conner looks really good today, too.
James Conner did look good.
James Conner.
The namesake. How about Ayahuasca Aaron almost losing to Tennessee?
He's throwing some dots in there, though.
They were trailing that game coming into that last drive.
He's still trying to get back. This week, too, he's still trying to get back to the old Aaron.
Am I the only one that thinks, like, just watching him in that pocket, thinks he looks a little, like, skittish? Looks a little uncomfortable? Like, he's making the throws. He's still got that, you know, little snap in the sidearm, but just looks nervous. Like, he looks very uncomfortable back there.
Yeah, I don't notice that, too.
And if we really have them being the number one team out of the AFC East, you know, the Jets. I mean, because you remember preseason, people were putting this is a Super Bowl team on paper, people were saying.
Aaron Rodgers hasn't fully unlocked his potential, bro. He's going to be getting those 300-yard games here soon.
He has not thrown a 300. I'm glad you said that because A-Rod has not gone for 300 yards in 4 years.
I'm saying it's going to happen.
He's due?
He's going to connect with these boys. He's past due.
So are we buying, selling, or holding on Jets?
He had that right dude on the fade. He was throwing some dots in there.
Buy, sell, or hold on the Jets?
I'm buying.
I'm holding.
I'm holding?
Yeah, I don't know. I think.
No, A-Rod might fumble. Hold's usually not an option.
I think I may be selling. I'm not emptying the portfolio, but. I'm letting a couple options go there. I don't know if I can do this. That Jets team just didn't look good. That defense doesn't look great. They had Will Levi Jeans out there looking like a fucking Hall of Fame quarterback at some points in that game. I don't know. I just want to bring up, now that they've lost, now that they're 1-1, Rob Saleh is, for coaches, NFL coaches that have coached 50-plus games, Rob Saleh is on the bottom 20 out of 200, or out of 200 coaches. And Rob Saleh for winning percentage is bottom 20. Rob Saleh has a 38 win percentage through, what is it, 3 seasons now?
He also had Zach Wilson for a while, so it's not that easy to succeed with Zach.
This team just doesn't – I don't know. I'm taking it back. I'm selling a lot of Jets after this week. I did not feel confident in that team whatsoever, especially with Buffalo. They won, but they should have won by 40. If you watch that game, Tennessee was in control for most of it.
I'm saying, but they haven't reached their peak at all. Like, this is still his second game with the squad off injury.
Yeah. How do y'all feel about the Packers beating the Colts? Colts going 0-2. Malik Willis getting that dub.
Malik Willis getting fucking W.
He's just still a kid, dog.
He threw 3 interceptions.
Who sucks at football,
He's athletically gifted. He doesn't suck. I'm saying he has the potential. He hasn't done shit yet, but he needs to be a better squad.
You can't go in and lose to Malik Willis.
You said what?
You can't go in and lose to Malik Willis. I don't care. If you want to be a starting quarterback in the NFL, they're not that bad. I mean, that front set, granted, they got ran through. Josh Jacobs, what do you have? What did Josh Jacobs have, 32 touches for
five worst teams in the league? Like, Colts are
there. Wait, what did Jacobs have?
I think Josh had 32 carries for like 160.
Just makes really bad decisions in bad times, and I think he needs to stay more poised in the pocket. I think he needs more experience before he really gets developed enough to be a good quarterback. You know, if he's just nowhere near the same level as like C.J. Stroud or some other younger guys who are in the same similar position as him, who's a lot more comfortable in the pocket. He seems.
You talking about Caleb Williams?
No, I'm talking about Anthony Richardson.
We'll touch on Caleb in a second. He looked like shit. Let's see what else happened.
Wait, Connor, how do you feel about the Lions?
I was just gonna bring that up. I'm just confused with the NFC as a whole at this point. Like 2 weeks into the season, I couldn't even tell you who comes out of the NFC at this point.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Is it Philly? It's not the Niners. I'm going to say Dallas still. It's definitely not Detroit. Jared Goff looks like a shadow of his old self. That team just did not click at all.
I told you, Detroit's just one and done, man. Like,
yeah, you and Mikey were high on that take, and I didn't buy into it, but I may have to start. Lions don't look good. You lose to Tampa at home.
You can't completely count out the Niners yet. If they go out and win like their next 3 games, then, like, they're fine.
Just because of the overall state of the NFC, I maybe will give you that. Because the AFC, NFC.
The Vikings last year, I think they're going to respond in a big way. I think that their next tough matchup is against the Cardinals. They should breeze by the Rams and Patriots, but honestly, I think the Cardinals.
Patriots are good.
Say that one more time.
Yeah, Patriots are good.
The Patriots are solid. Their defense is really good.
Those boys are back. It's just Brissett right now. It's like right now we're like driving a fucking supercar in a parking lot. That's how I look at the Patriots right now. Defense is phenomenal. Offense looks great. And it's just Jacoby. Jacoby's doing his thing. He's filling the role. When it's Drake come week 5, week 6, it's going to be a problem. I'm buying a lot more Patriots stock after this week. Because they should have won this game. They should have beat Seattle. And I feel like that's objective.
The reset, it's because that block punt, right? Or the missed field goal, right?
The block field goal, yeah.
I think Brissett, he played great because he had heart because he kept getting knocked down. It looked like he was hurt all game. He still was in the game. He didn't come out.
It's all Mayo, man. All credit to Gerard Mayo. All credit to Gerard Mayo.
But Geno Smith with them side arms, yo, that was crazy, yo. He's a good QB. He's good.
What about let's see, what else happened in the NFL? Cleveland took down Jacksonville. Talman, go ahead and preach your Lil Duval opinions on Jacksonville. Now 0-2.
Nah, I might be giving up here on Jacksonville. You see the potential there, though.
I do. On paper, I'll give it to you. But I think there's something there.
Just, yeah, on paper more than that.
You can't lose to Cleveland, though.
No, you
especially
can't.
With everything going on with Deshaun.
Post allegations.
Post recent allegations.
That old line is horrible.
Yeah, I think that's kind of an overlooked topic with that Cleveland team.
Got sacked four times.
Oh, we're talking about Jacksonville. Both of those old lines are fucking horrible.
I feel like Jacksonville's success is really due to their old line. Trevor doesn't really have that much time in the pocket. ETN can't really burst open any holes because he doesn't have any, you know, elite blockers or anybody really run behind. I don't see them making the playoffs.
I mean, you.
Talman?
Who, Jacksonville?
Yeah. He's woken up.
Yeah, I think we'll be able to tell in like a couple more weeks' time, but right now it does not look like they have a shot.
Speaking of.
They got the Bills and Texans the next 2 weeks. They might start out 0-4.
They might pull out eight games, though. Like, sneaky little.
Bills, Texans. Yeah, Jacksonville's going to be sitting
like
pretty.
They did a couple years ago.
Speaking of giving it some time and letting an experiment progress, when is it time to call it quits on the Bryce Young experience? Is that the fault of Bryce?
Previously.
Is it the fault of Bryce, or is it the fault that this team is just fucking horrible? This may be one of the worst football teams I've ever watched.
But it's like, I don't know, Bryce Young and Caleb Williams sucks too. You put Caleb Williams on that team, then it might be the same shit.
I like that. If you put Bryce Young in Chicago and Caleb Williams in Carolina, did those situations turn?
I think Bryce Young would have won the game week one if it was in Chicago.
I was just about to ask. You think if Justin Fields had those weapons that the Bears have now, you think he would have been good with them?
No.
Them weapons?
No.
No.
Because he's still not good now.
Who had those weapons?
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields. Because he didn't have those weapons when he was there.
No, I think that's a skill issue with Justin.
I think he'd be better than Caleb now.
He'd definitely be better than Caleb, but still, he's only putting up, like 150 first week yards, Justin. His arm strength just doesn't look there, but he's fast as shit. He dogged the Niners the last time he played them with the Bears. He rushed for like 150 yards.
Yeah. He's 2-0, and Pittsburgh honestly is a good organization. Although they played the Broncos and the Falcons, I mean they're a good organization. They're a pretty stout team, especially defensively.
How many wins do you think the Bears are going to get this year?
Juice coming into the season, it was their line was 8.5. 8.5 was the line, and a lot of money on the over. So with that in mind, answer that question.
I think he gets 7 wins.
Yeah. Yes.
7? 7 in Chicago?
7 or 8.
I mean, they didn't have a horrible game today against the Texans.
Did y'all see? They did. The second half, Caleb Williams was, he should have had 3 picks. They were giving him the benefit of the doubt with the flags, but he could not throw a corner route to save his life.
Yeah. Let's see. Chicago plays.
They had a shot there to win the game, like a couple minutes away.
They play Indy, they play the Rams, and they play Carolina, their next 3. Indy needs
to win.
That
Carolina game might be Carolina's coming out party.
I was going to say, that Carolina-Chicago game is going to be interesting.
Games this year.
I got the Colts beating them next week, but I think they'll beat the Rams and Panthers, depending on it when Cup returns. And also, I think they can beat the Jags as well. And they play the Commanders after that. I think those, like, the next, within the next 7 games, they're going to win 4 more games, and that'll be it.
Really? I mean, I feel like a lot of these games are winnable, though.
Look at the end of their schedule. They play the Lions, Niners, Vikings, Lions, Seahawks, Packers.
Yeah, it gets questionable towards the end. But the next couple weeks, I mean, you could circle off most of these. They should beat Indianapolis. They should beat the Rams without Cup. They, no question, should beat Carolina. Jacksonville will be probably one of the shittiest games ever played, especially in wherever the hell it is. 6:30 a.m. Is that going to be in England? Germany?
London, yeah.
Who knows? It's going to be awful. Bears, Commander. Shit. Rookie of the Year game. Bears Washington. I don't know about that one.
That would be a tight one.
Yeah, I think Jaden.
The defense, to be fair, looked really good.
That's what kind of is keeping Caleb in these conversations. If Chicago didn't have as good as a defense as they did, then this would be an entirely different tone on this. But what about the game of the day today, Kansas City-Cincinnati?
What a game.
Well, that was a good game. That was a good game.
I wasn't watching the second half of that. How did that happen? How did Kansas City
do
that?
It was 4th and 16, and Mahomes tossed it up, and there was a bad P.I., they got from that play. They got put up in field. They had zero time. They were in the worst position to win, and pretty much threw up a prayer, got the flag, set up for field goal, and won the game.
Wait, you don't think that was a pass interference?
It was definitely a pass interference for sure, a pass interference. But the Bengals. I mean, the Bengals sold at the end of the day. They were in a perfect position.
Yeah.
Mahomes, 2 interceptions, 2 touchdowns. He has 3 touchdowns, 3 picks on the season. But this is kind of how Mahomes goes throughout the regular season, and then come playoff time, he just goes diabolical.
Yeah, it's back-to-back shitty weeks for Jamar. He just took out a $50 million insurance policy on himself.
T. Higgins comes back next week. That'll be interesting to see against the Commanders. I think the Bengals will get their first win against the Commanders next week with T. Higgins coming back.
They have to. If Bengals don't win next week, selling everything. All Bengals stock is sold if they don't get past Washington next week.
Yeah. I think Ravens starting out 0-2 is pretty interesting. They play the Cowboys next week in Dallas. That'll be a good game.
That'll be a great game, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a good game.
Kansas City plays Atlanta next week. They play the Chargers the following week.
Nah, Saints. That's going to be an absolute dog sesh. They keep showing shit for that Atlanta-Kansas City game. Kansas City's about to whoop that ass.
Yeah, it's Sunday night next week. In Atlanta.
Yeah.
Kirk versus Pat.
I don't know.
Who do we have? Interesting concept. What about take it down? We were kind of already talking about it, but Chicago and Houston.
A lot of flags. Boring game.
Yeah. Second half, it seemed like they were really fiending for Caleb to get his shot to win the game. He just kept throwing picks.
Nico Collins looks like a top five receiver. I mean, honestly, Nico Collins looks ridiculous. He's just so big and fast. Great hands, great control of his body. CJ Stroud, solid game. I think he has like 280 passes straight going back to last season without a pick. Or 280 attempts. And, I mean, Houston looks good, but, again, the Bears' defense look really good. I think their offense has a lot more potential than what they put up today, but at the same time, it kind of gives more props to the Bears' defense.
Houston coming out of this week 2-0, though. They play who do they play next week? They play
Vikings. That'll be a great game.
Vikings, Jacksonville. Vikings, Jacksonville, and Bills. Is it safe to say that Houston should win these next three and then comes out 5-0?
The Bills are kind of
good. Say the rest of their division's 0-2, though. So
that's fair.
I think they'll lose one of the games for sure. I don't know how they're going to do against the Vikings, against Jay Jettas. If he's healthy, I think he will be. Also,
I know Santa is slinging it too. It's crazy.
Yeah, they'll for sure beat the Jags, but the Bills are also questionable.
I don't know, man. Jacksonville still has a chance. It's only 2 games.
He's not selling that Jacksonville stock.
We'll see.
What about Joe Mixon with a horrible game? 9 carries, 25 yards, didn't get in the end zone.
Missed a lot of time, though, because didn't he go to the locker room for that hip drop? Looks like his ankle got rolled up.
He did, but still, I mean, 9 carries for 25 yards is pretty horrendous. Yeah.
Is that credit to Chicago's front seven, or is that a Houston problem?
I think it's credit to Chicago's front seven.
Like, you saw Akers was dogging them in that third quarter, fourth quarter.
Little Cam Akers resurgence.
A couple nice runs.
So out of the games today, let's get our biggest buyers, biggest sellers. I think my biggest buy, I think I'm going to say Minnesota. I think I'm going to say my biggest buyer coming out of week two is Minnesota. Minnesota or the Patriots? Give me Minnesota, Arizona, and the Patriots. Those are my three. That's my buy order. Give me those three. And I'm selling my Rams. I'm selling the Jets. I'm selling Cleveland. I never had any Cleveland, but I'm selling it regardless. Lions, I'm selling for sure. But this Minnesota team looks sneaky, man. If Sam can stay healthy and, you know, it's not a big injury coming, not a big injury for Jettas, this Minnesota team could win some games. Don't count out Minnesota.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
They could potentially win their division depending on how long Jordan Love is out.
Exactly. You have Malik Willis over there. Minnesota plays Houston next week. They play Green Bay the following week. Jets, Lions, Rams, and Colts. So out of their next six, give me Minnesota, Texans. Oh, that's going to be a great game. I don't even know who to say for that. It's going to be Houston. Yeah, it's going to be Houston. But I don't know. Houston, they lose one. Yeah, I like this Minnesota team, man. This schedule's not too rough on them. They play Chicago twice, back-to-back, or two games in 3 weeks. Green Bay, Seattle, Lions, Falcons. A lot of these games are toss-ups, particularly considering how they played today. This Minnesota team, man, this Minnesota team could be something. Sam Darnold may have just rejuvenated the city, state, what is it, of Minnesota, Minneapolis. I'm not sure what the fuck's going on over there geographically and what they want to identify as, but whatever we consider Minnesota and Minneapolis, this could be a good team. This could be a damn good fucking team here. Sammy Darnold. But, Xander, who's your biggest buyers and sellers after this week?
I think I'm going to start off my sellers. Definitely selling Cowboys. Especially just off that loss at home. Just, disgusting. I'm going to continue selling the Lions. I'm also selling the Colts. That was a big surprise. I really expected the Colts to come out that win, their defense to do better, Anthony Richardson to do better. But them losing against Malik Willis, kind of just, definitely selling that. I'm buying Cardinals. I'm buying Saints. And honestly, I'm holding on the Vikings. I think it'll be interesting to see how their season plays out. I think that I agree. You know, they look really good right now, but I think they could have a slow down remainder of their season. I guess the last team I'm buying, got to go with the Bucks. I really like that offense.
Buying into Baker Mayfield.
I like Baker Mayfield. He dropped off the Eagles in the playoffs, you know. He had a decent game. I like Baker.
2-0 now. Stand on it. I see that. Stand on your Baker Mayfield buying. Don't be ashamed, Xander.
I like Baker.
It's 2024. Just come out and admit you're buying more Baker Mayfield in 2024. And Tampa Bay may win the fucking NFC.
Never hop off Austin. That Baker. Like,
I gotta
need to
Baker.
Find a home.
He's from Austin.
Baker's that guy.
Tampa may win the NFC. That NFC is a toss-up.
Oh, yeah.
Xavier, go ahead with your buyers and who you're buying and who you're selling after this week.
Let me see. I'm selling the Lions for sure. I don't like how the Wolf is playing.
Wow, selling the fucking home team.
And the Bears, I thought the Bears were going to be pretty good this year, like decent, but I don't know. I don't think they're going to be good this year. That defense is what keeping them in the games. Barring the Saints, that offense is good. Kamara is good. He's real good. Four touchdowns. And that Saints offense, they did on that Cowboys defense too. So, and everybody was hyping up the Cowboys defense all week and shit. So, the Saints, I like the Bucks. Like I said, they, like most of the starters on defense is out. You know what I'm saying? Still held the Lions under 20 points.
Because the Lions aren't like that. I don't know how all y'all bought into that.
How could you not?
I understand it from whatever. I get it. They won whatever amount of games last year. But I told, where's Eminem at?
I sold after week one.
When you need it most. And the coach fucked him last year in the playoffs. I like his coaching style. It's fun to watch. He consistently fucks his team.
How about that 4th-and-12 fake punt?
He openly admitted it post-conference to that.
How about that fake punt on your own 6, 4th-and-12? Converted. Dan Gambles. I want to defend. I'm selling the Lions, but I want to defend my take again. Like why I was buying into the Lions to begin with. You re-sign all your coaches. Jared Goff looks good last year. Amon-Ra looks like a top 5 wide receiver in football. A lot of people were drafted Jahmyr Gibbs under the impression he'd take that kind of outright RB1 role. Appears like it's still going to be this split backfield, but I don't know, man. I don't know where Detroit went wrong. Maybe it was Josh Reynolds. Maybe Josh Reynolds was the glue to hold Detroit together, and they lost him, and that's it. Because this team just doesn't. Yeah. It looks like a shadow of last year. And I think a lot of that falls on the part of Jared Goff, because that offense just looks stagnant. They are sleepwalking through games. It just does not. It is not clicking. It is not clicking in the slightest.
Yeah.
Go ahead, tell me with your buyers and sellers this week.
I'm just confused on who y'all are buying. Like, I don't know who I have to sell currently, except for my Niners, at least selling the high hopes.
Just buying on the Patriots now. Get it while it's low.
No, Patriots, I'm not doing it. The Patriots are sitting there stagnant. The stock is not moving.
Just get it while the price is low. I'm buying
the Texans with y'all, honestly. I see it now.
You're buying some Texans stock after this week?
I don't know about Super Bowl. No, I don't know about the complete Blazers. I'm not saying you think it can beat the Chiefs or the Ravens. I think that would be one of the better games out of, like, their top 5 teams that you should put against the Chiefs. I feel like that would be a good game.
I think they're the best.
I need to see Saints Chiefs at this point. Saints Chiefs.
I think the Texans could beat the Chiefs if they get home field.
I agree.
They get home field in the playoffs. I think they could beat the Chiefs.
I don't know, man. We do this every fucking year. We do this.
Probably gonna three-peat.
Every fucking year we do this. Every year we do this. We get some team that we say could beat KC. Could go into Arrowhead or Geehaw, whatever the fuck it's called, beat Pat Mahomes, and every fucking year it's the same thing. Pat Mahomes wins the Super Bowl, and Kansas City's number one. I just don't. I feel like a fool for saying any team except Kansas City.
I don't see the Ravens.
The Ravens aren't hanging with Kansas City.
So now we just not. This needs to be Niners running back. Niners have to bring one back for the good guys.
I mean, after this week,
only hope at having a shot. But if the Chiefs get home field advantage, they're going to the Super Bowl again and probably winning.
After this week, I 1,000% agree. No question. This league looks like it's in shambles. If every week is like this week, this could be a fucking shit show of a year. Because KC may just walk to that Super Bowl.
Quarterbacks in the league. It is. It's just the overall how good the quarterbacks are in general compared to like 8, 9 years ago.
Even like 2 to 3 years. I mean, the quarterbacks are playing pretty horribly this year, aside from fucking Derek Carr
and Baker Mayfield, which
is outrageous. I mean, Kyler had a great game today. Got to give him his props. But I mean, honestly, the quarterbacks last week, they put up the least amount of touchdowns since I think like the early 2000s in week one for a quarterback class. And this week, they didn't look that great either. I think quarterbacks are just having a rough start to the year.
Cue Drake May. Cue the Messiah. Cue Moses to come save everybody. Drake May is reborn. Drake May is going to save the NFL. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't want to be Nancy fucking negative, but it looks like it's going to be one of those KC years again. Because Kansas City looks good. They squeak out games like they did today. It's just, I don't see how this is going to go any other way besides I don't see how this is going to go any other way besides Kansas City repeating. Three-peating at this point. Yeah.
I don't know. I think the Texans have a good shot. The Texans, in my opinion, look really good. But I think it's really going to boil down to who's getting that first seed. And if the Chiefs get it, I see them making it. But if the Texans get it, I think CJ looks great. I think they had a slow offensive game today, but just all around, they look like a really stout team. CJ's clutch. They have a great coaching system right now. They're making good decisions. I can see the Texans pulling it out, but realistically, the Chiefs will most likely run it back.
Yeah, I mean, if I have to ask you, we can just end on this. If I have to ask you, fate of the world on Kansas City versus Houston, who are you picking?
Where is it? Is it an Arrowhead or is it an
I don't. It could be in fucking Guantanamo Bay. I don't think it changes anything. It's KC,
honestly,
man.
Honestly, I don't know. It's just those receivers for the Texans, though, you know?
But look at Pat's receivers now, too. Granted, Marquise is down on – yeah. They said regular season. So we could see a reemergence in April or whatever, February, January. Who knows?
That is true.
I don't know, man. It's just hard to stay away from KC because that team just looks damn good. Before we conclude this year, let's get predictions for tomorrow night. Put it out into the universe.
I got Philly by 16.
By 16. Tell me.
Potentially delusional there.
Yeah, that's high. I don't know if I could say 16. I'm not completely sold on Atlanta yet. Spread is 5.5.
No, Atlanta's about to get thwacked by Kansas City. I'm talking 30, maybe 40 points. They're hyping this up prime time. I have no clue why. I don't know what they think.
Well, they got to get past Philly this week. So what do you have them doing against Philly this week? Philly looks good.
That's just shit sharpening shit. Philly looks decent. Squirts versus Kurt. I might not be tuning in there.
I'm not tuning into that. And see, AJ Brown's out. I forgot about that. I got Eagles by 10. I forgot AJ Brown's out. That'll be big for Devontae Smith, but bad for their offense. Saquon might have another big game.
Give me Atlanta. I'll come out and say it. Give me Atlanta. If you throw against this Philly team, you're in a good spot. This Philly team really struggles with the ball in the air. Really just struggles on defense as a whole. Give me Atlanta. Give me the Atlanta Falcons tomorrow. I think Kirk Cousins will take a Tim Tebow-esque kneel down maybe in the second quarter to signify he's retiring, and then they'll send in Michael Penix, and he'll beat Philly 38-17.
I would love to see that. I hope Kirk just has a shit game and we get some Penix viewing. That would be great.
I think we're going to be seeing Penix a lot sooner.
Viewing unless Kirk is out of there. Kirk is getting too much bread.
No, I think we're going to see it one of these weeks. He's going to have to do the noble, step down and let the young guy up next because Kirk knows he's done. If you look at him in that pocket, I saw a bunch of things on Twitter about his load foot and how he tore his right Achilles. You see him before the Achilles injuries, kind of obviously load off of that for those downfield throws. You see him throw the ball now. There's no load up on that foot, back foot at all. That ball is nosediving into the turf. I think Kirk may be done, which is why we need Michael Penix in the game and why they'll beat Philly tomorrow night. I'm telling you, Kirk's going to take one Matt Stafford-esque hit, look up to the sky, realize that his time is done. Michael Penix is being called in. The city of Atlanta is saved. Atlanta's been going through it. You have the thug trial going on. Let something good come out of Atlanta. The Hawks suck. Let Michael Penix come in and save the city of Atlanta.
I think it's their only hope at this point.
Yeah, that's what they need, to have real football in Atlanta right now. If they had Penix out there, they'd just at least have competitive football.
Yeah, because Kirk's not getting it done. They can throw 100 tennis chains on him. It's not going to do a thing. No. As many tennis chains as you could buy. Johnny Dang could be sold out. Kirk's not getting it done still. Ice Kirk needs to fucking hang him up.
That game's going to show.
Just before we head out, I just want to touch on one thing. Thursday night, Patriots play the Jets. If Patriots win last week, should have beat Seattle this week, the Jets get raw dogged week one, stumble through week two. Why am I to think that a 6.5-point spread favoring the Jets is too fucking... Why am I to think anything besides the fact that 6.5 is too fucking high, and to maybe think Patriots come into New York and handle business?
I wouldn't be surprised if they win that game, especially with Christian Gonzalez matching up against Garrett.
Thank you for bringing that up. Thank you for giving Christian his light.
He's got to get his light. He's a top five corner in the league for sure. He may be top three, honestly. Also, Ramondre Stevenson looks solid.
Just about to say Ramondre.
Isn't looking that great.
That's Jet. I brought it up earlier how A-Rod or Ayahuasca Aaron, whatever we want to call him on the podcast, looks really erratic and kind of uncomfortable in that pocket. And then you bring up how Breece Hall is struggling to get going. I think we need to start kind of talking about that New York offensive line, because those pockets collapse pretty fucking quickly on good old Ayahuasca Aaron back there. And like you said, Breece Hall is not getting the light of day. I think this offensive line may shoot him in the foot. What?
Yeah, they got Tyron Smith as their left tackle. I mean, he's so old. He's been in the league for 14 years, 33 years old, slow. They definitely don't have that great of an O-line.
Any closing remarks, Talmud?
No, we need a proof from the Niners, and the Jets are going to thrax the Patriots. Rodgers is going to get Tom Brady flashbacks and drop 300. That's going to be his first one in 4 years, like you were saying.
No.
He might go for 180.
Yeah, I'm seeing a buck 25, two interceptions, and Pats win 14-6.
Buck 25 is criminal.
But that, I mean, that Pats defense.
Pats delusion will be shown.
I don't know. Xander, you have any closing remarks for the people?
Cowboys are dog shit, but if they have a great game against the Ravens, I might regain some hope. That's about all I got.
Weird week. Weird week in the NFL this week. Week two was funky. How many underdog won this week, actually? Vegas won. Saints over the Cowboys, 2. Bucks over Lions, 3. Green Bay, 4. Vikings, 5.
Browns weren't favored to win. That's another one.
They weren't? Against Jacksonville?
No, the Jags were.
What the fuck? So that's 6 there. 7 with the Vikings. Commander, that was fine. 7 upsets today. Or quote-unquote upsets.
The Rams were also favored.
No, I saw Cards -1.5 right before kickoff.
Okay.
Yeah. Which surprised me. I thought the Rams were going to come in and handle business today, but... couldn't be any of fucking more wrong on that one. Bit wide. We're going to have a NBA podcast summit coming soon. Waiting a little bit of time on that one. But I think that's going to call it for this evening. Any NBA predictions just while we're on the topic? Who's taking it back?
I think the Warriors are cooked, unfortunately. Hurts to say, but Steph has no help. I think the Nuggets are still going to do good. Timberwolves are still going to be great. I think the Spurs will be a lot better with CP3. Wemby is going to continuously emerge as a great player, thriving in the league.
I'm just ready for the NBA podcast. I'm more knowledgeable there than this. The Dubs are going to do some magical shit this year.
So I just gave both of you a platform for 45 seconds on the NBA.
It's going to be a beautiful sight.
Okay, hold on. I was just about to say, I gave both of you a platform on the NBA. I gave both of you a platform on the NBA for about 45 seconds, and the Boston Celtics were not mentioned once.
Ever last year, I think it's sweet.
The Boston Celtics are repeating it this year. We're running it back this year. Joe Mazzulla is a fucking lunatic.
Here we go.
What do you mean, here we go? I said it all last year, and look what happened. They won 80 games.
They're not running it back.
Who's stopping? Who's? Well, give me anybody. Anybody. I'll entertain it.
I don't think they're beating the healthy Bucks.
What?
They're not. The Bucks were supposed to be our saving grace this year, and they were hurt. Just like the whole Eastern Conference was hurt. Give me the Magic.
Eastern Conference was hurt.
I can't. Magic. We did. Like, this is the issue that, the why I can't.
Look at those matches. Okay, real quick. Aside from the Bucks, though, I think the Celtics have a good shot at going back to the finals, but they're not beating the West this year.
They're not beating the Warriors.
Okay. We may have to call it there.
I got either Denver or OKC in there.
I like OKC. OKC's going to be sneaky, but it's going to be the Celtics again. It'll be the Celtics again. Give me the Celtics to repeat.
I don't see it.
In what? I don't get, like, I feel like I'm fucking losing my mind sometimes here on the West Coast. Being the only fucking Celtics fan I know, myself.
On paper, they have an amazing team. Very tall. Everybody can shoot. It looks great.
Four Olympians, like, should have been four.
Last year the chemistry was there. They looked amazing. I just don't see them repeating. I don't see them going back to back. They're a very talented team, yes, but I don't think it was a good matchup in the finals last year. I think this year you're going to get a lot better of a matchup if they make the finals. Also, Giannis being out, I think that was a big setback for the Bucks. I think that was like their biggest potential opponent within the Eastern Conference. And if they match up with a team like the Nuggets, they're not. I don't see them winning that.
Wow.
You know, Dallas just really is a bad matchup for the Celtics. I think that even matching up with the Timberwolves would have been a way better matchup than Dallas. Or OKC. I mean, OKC is really young, but it'll be interesting to see. I think that the Bucks are really
good. The Harden-Solomon Caruso edition for OKC is definitely slept on right now. They're going to be scary sight.
I agree.
All right, well, I think that's going to call it then, gentlemen, on the delusion. We'll end it with the delusion. Boston Celtics, I mean, this shit is ridiculous. It'll be the Celtics repeating next year. Send some fucking help. As a Celtics fan on the West Coast, I need a fucking Amber Alert because I can't do this shit anymore. I almost had a brain aneurysm talking to Talman for... See, here we go with the fucking nonsense already. The season hasn't even fucking started yet. My blood pressure's raising. Rising. This shit, I can't do this with fucking Talman for another season.
Celtics Magic first round goes to 7.
Okay, cut his mic. We're done with Talman Old. Talman Old, thank you for stopping on the show with some fucking bullshit for 53 minutes. Thank you for blessing the Porch Talk listeners with that. Xander, thank you. Xavier disconnected. I'm not sure what happened with that. Maybe you didn't pay the phone bill this month. Who knows? No one knows. Life is short. Go outside, get some sun. Porch Talk, September 15th. We'll be back tomorrow night for Philly, Atlanta. Maybe. I don't know if anybody's going to be watching that game, but we can probably squeak together a podcast. Who knows? But buenos noches, everybody.